Not long after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Americans began to see and hear things. Things like Japanese tanks, subs, and ships coming to attack the West Coast. We'll go to a place where men stood watch for that enemy attack on today's edition of the American Countryside. After the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, many Americans wondered if such an attack could take place on the U.S. mainland. Residents along the West Coast were especially concerned, and those jitters sometimes produced erroneous reports of a Japanese attack.
If you read the newspaper headlines at the time, there were rumors of Japanese tanks in Topanga Canyon and a Japanese raid on the Los Angeles area, none of which ever happened.
Carl Pierce shares the story of the coastal defenses at Cabrillo National Monument in San Diego. Point Loma soars over 400 feet above the ocean below, but he says it was never in serious danger from an attack during World War II.
Interestingly, after the war, declassified Japanese naval documents indicated that they had ordered their ship to stay clear of San Diego because they felt it was too heavily fortified.
There were two 16-inch guns at Point Loma that could fire a 2,300-pound shell 30 miles. After the Battle of Midway, an attack on the American mainland was not considered a threat, and the massive guns were eventually cut up for scrap metal. Despite the large cities nearby, the men who served here often felt isolated.
When they were up in the base end stations and the command bunkers, they had to stay up there. They couldn't have fires. They couldn't light up. The lights were blacked out because they couldn't afford to be seen by enemy shipping out at sea. And so we have oral histories that say that, you know, they survived on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches while they were up there.
You can still see the bunkers, radio station, and other facilities nestled into the coastline here. It is a site that shares the story of those who defended America during the Second World War. Traveling the countryside in San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCray.